Inessa Galanti singing the Vavilov Caccini version of Ave Maria, a request from Francine in Madison. If you're just tuning in, this is Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Celebrate the season with special programs on Wisconsin Public Radio all this month. Enjoy festive music from Simply Folk, Christmas music from the Morehouse and Spelman Glee Clubs, and the annual New Year's Concert from Vienna. Find a complete schedule of holiday programs at wpr.org/holidays.
Contributors to WPR include the Pabst Theater Foundation and Summit Credit Union. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Go to wpr.org/sponsor.
Support for WGTD comes from Jack Andrea. Visit jackandrea.com to shop their exclusive hometown collection, including Kenosha t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, books, and more. Jack Andrea, Kenosha's hometown store since 1911.
It was 3 weeks ago that Angie in Ellenboro Township was driving to a Wisconsin Farmers Union meeting, and she was listening to Wisconsin Public Radio and the opening live from the Met, and she was so moved by the beauty and power of the opera that day, music by Philip Glass, Akhenaten. And she also found it very haunting. She would like very much to hear a selection from the opera from Act 1, Scene 3. Window of Appearances.
Thank you.
From the opera Akhenaten by Philip Glass, we just heard Act 1, Scene 3, Window of Appearances, a request from Angie in Ellenboro Township. Hank and Eau Claire would like very much to hear the Violin Concerto No. 2 in G minor by Sergei Prokofiev. He says that it is undoubtedly his favorite piece that exudes passion, and it would be selfish of him not to have all listeners hear it with him. He would especially like to hear the violinist Lisa Badiashvili and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and we have time for the second movement. That's lovely, but I think I have the wrong track, and I apologize. I'm going to get it now to the second movement. We were just listening to the first movement from Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 1, but we want to hear the Concerto No. 2 in G minor. So give me a couple beats, a couple seconds, and I'll get it to the right track. And again, my apologies. Thank you. We hear an excerpt from Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 2 in G minor, the second movement, a performance with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. The soloist was violinist Lisa Batiashvili, and that was a request from Hank in Eau Claire. Take us up to the top of the hour, this short selection, a request from Helen in Madison. Was it last week? I'm trying to remember because they're all kind of combining together here, but we were treated to a lovely children's chorus singing a Venezuelan carol. And she says that in keeping with her Venezuelan pride, she's requesting a performance with the, just a minute, let me get this here so I have it. Once again, even in this new studio, I'm still getting used to the where to put things so I can keep this this program going. But at least we're going to hear Gustavo Dudamel conduct the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela, and they're going to play the mambo from West Side Story, music, of course, by Leonard Bernstein. Enthusiastic response indeed. That was Gustavo Dudamel directing the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra of Venezuela in their performance of the Mambo from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein, a request from Helene in Madison, and she dedicated her request to her mother who is visiting over the holidays. Don't go away, 1 hour remaining of Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support comes from Piasecki Funeral Home. With the holidays approaching, these can be difficult times. If you are struggling, having a bad day, or need someone to listen, text HOPELINE to 741-741 for free crisis counseling 24/7.
Whether you wake up on the right side of the bed or the left side or somewhere in the middle, hear opening arguments from presidential hopefuls on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support for WPR comes from the state of Wisconsin, the federal government, businesses, and the single largest piece of the budget comes from the 54,000 individuals and families who make contributions. Thank you to everyone who makes WPR possible.
You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
Welcome back to the final hour of Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. Of course, during the opera season, we're together for at least 2 hours. But I think next week we'll only have 1 hour. So if there's something you really want to hear, please get your request in early. You can either send a postcard or letter to Classics by Request, Wisconsin Public Radio, 821 University Avenue, Madison, 53706, or online at our website, and you can do this anytime. Just go to WPR.org. In the forecast, it does look, well, rainy in some areas, and it could be more in others. Now, widespread precipitation for southern Wisconsin, it should stay mostly rain, but below freezing this morning, but it could become a bit slick driving later this afternoon. Mixed precipitation more likely in northern and central Wisconsin with highs in the 30s and 40s for most areas. So do be careful if you have to get out and drive on the roads. I'm so glad you're here. It is the final Saturday of the year, and we're just enjoying it for the first hour, and we have a wonderful second hour, too, to get to as many requests as possible. And we'll start off with this one from Martha in Madison, who would like to hear The Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky. We'll hear a recording with Eric Kunzel leading the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was the Great Gate of Kiev from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, a performance with Eric Kunzel conducting the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, a request from Martha in Madison. And this came from a CD called The Fantastic Stokowski, Transcriptions for Orchestra. And that arrangement, the transcription, was indeed from Leopold Stokowski. We're now going to hear some music of Rayfon Williams. And this is a request from Judy and Bill, who just returned last week from a visit to Antarctica. And they said it was a magnificent, awe-inspiring place. And they feel that Von Williams captures the mood perfectly in this work, the Sinfonia Antarctica, and they'd like to hear the opening movement. And they apologize, because usually when they're out of range and they're traveling, when they're traveling and they're in range, they listen to Wisconsin Public Radio all the time. And over the years, when they've been away for this program, they've always included a request and listened online just to hear it. So apparently they were out of range this time. In fact, the whole time. Well, welcome back. And we are going to hear a performance of your request with Adrian Bolt conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra.